You're listening to The Power Of. Join me as I dive deep into one topic each episode and explore the power behind it to help us live our best lives. Tune in for interviews with guests who are thought leaders in their field as they shed light into their unique superpowers. Or when I fly solo, I'll share some of mine. So get comfy, get ready, and let's do this. Hello, welcome to episode 3 of the Power Of podcast. I am your host, Nicole. Welcome back to my listeners who have tuned in to the first 2 episodes, and to anybody who's brand new, hello, glad to have you. So today I wanted to talk about a topic that's been on my mind a lot, probably the last week or so especially, but kind of always in the back of my mind. And I want to talk a lot about technology, social media, particularly how it relates to our moods, how it impacts our lives, and just the power of a social media detox. So before we get into that, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. If you've listened and you like or love what you're hearing, then it would be super helpful for me if you could rate the podcast, and if you've got even a little bit more time, leave a review for the podcast. That would be super, super helpful to me. The more reviews and rates that I get, the more it gets the podcast out there and is able to reach the people that it needs to reach, and it helps a ton with just keeping everything relevant. So I would really appreciate that. So before we get into the topic today, I just want everybody to take a couple moments and just think about what life used to be like before we had the influx of social media. Even like 10 years ago or so, when we had Facebook, I feel like it's really evolved since then, even the app itself. And so today's focus is really just kind of thinking about what life used to be like when we didn't have so much reliance on social media and then also such a social media presence. Now, I want to just start off by saying I am by no means anti-social media. So those of you that know me, you know I love posting like dorky jokes or sharing things that are really important to me, whether that's a picture of something I did over the weekend or something that might be a little bit more personal. I really feel like it has its place and it can be really, really helpful and also informative. Not to mention it helps us to, well, at least Facebook, I feel like, has helped us a lot in terms of finding people maybe that we haven't spoke to in a long time and getting people back in touch with one another. It's also really helpful when there's like articles that are going around that are important or things that are impacting people maybe around the world that we're not even aware of. So it can definitely highlight and bring things to our attention that can be helpful. However, it also has a lot of potential issues and potential problems related to it. So the purpose of this podcast is to explore topics, explore things, see how they can add to our lives, see how they impact our lives. And so I felt like this one really, really needs to be talked about a little bit more than it already is. I had a lot of conversations about this last week. I had a lot of personal, almost like struggle with social media that I haven't really had in a while. But it came to the forefront and it was something that I feel like has been on my mind. And I wanted to talk about that today with you guys. So the influx of apps, the presence of social media is all around us, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I'm sure there's more. I don't know about all of them, but I'm sure there's a ton more apps out there. I want to be really transparent every time I do an episode and open up with the topics that I feel need to be discussed. And so with, you know, with this particular episode, I want to just make sure that I put out there that it's not, this is, may not impact everybody, right? We all have different personalities. We all have different ways that we take in information, and also things impact everybody on like a different spectrum, right? I mean, so there's some people that can open up a social media app and just be like, eh, whatever, right? And kind of scroll through it. It doesn't take up a lot of their time. It has a certain place in their life, if any, right? And they're not really fazed by it. This episode is not for those people because they don't really need to talk about this or to listen to what this episode is going to be about. So I understand that. I understand that this is not something that is going to resonate with everyone and is going to impact everyone. But this is for the people like me who are perhaps a little bit more sensitive to the topic. Or this could be really important for anybody who has children, because I feel like the presence of social media and all of the things that come with it are definitely a concern for the future generations that are growing up right now. I want to talk about my personal concern with social media. I think the biggest issue I have, whether it relates to me or it relates to people around me, is when it's used in excess. I'm guilty of it. I think a lot of us are guilty of it. But the problem becomes whenever something is used in excess, there's going to be repercussions to that. So social media, especially through our phones, and also our phones too. So I guess this could be applied when it comes to just like technology in general. But it triggers a really addictive response, like addictive-like response. So, for instance, whenever we get a text message, right, and that thing kind of dings or whatever noise you've got on your phone, whenever we hear that, it triggers something in us that almost can be compared to like this, an alarm response, right? It's kind of like, oh, there's something really important here and I need to tend to it. Which I would argue 99% of the time is probably not the case. You know, I mean, unless you are waiting on an emergency text message, more times than not, it's not an emergency. But it triggers something in us, at least me, that I'll hear the ding or I'll see the text message and it's like, oh, I need to respond. When in reality, we really don't need to respond right then and there. Especially if you're in the middle of something in your life, right? You're doing something. More times, we don't need to stop everything and tend to our phones. We do it, though, because it triggers this response in us that is very addictive-like. I'm convinced in years to come, there's going to be a research on this. There's going to be studies that come out. I think it's real. I think the impact that the phones and the social media has on us is definitely going to open up a lot more conversation about this. I think that the impact is not always positive. So going back to the feeling of it kind of invoking this addictive-like response, it reinforces the pattern that when we continuously open it, right? So it's just like anything else. When we are what was that study that was done? Was that like, I think it was Pavlov's, right? Pavlov's dogs, and every time that they heard the bell or every time they got the treat, and it kind of just reinforced, right? The conditioned response, it's the same thing with our phones. It's the same thing with social media. So I'm going to get into this in a little bit about taking breaks, but I'll just say I went through a couple days last week where I deleted the app off my phone just to kind of experiment with it. And I kid you not, I would be doing something and I would pick up my phone and it was like an unconscious thing. So I'd pick up my phone and I would go to the app. And then when the app wasn't there, it was really eye-opening for me. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to this app multiple times per day. I'm not just talking like one or two times. Like, it was really, really alarming to me that I would pick up my phone and I would literally like swipe through the apps. And when I noticed it wasn't there, it was really, really eye-opening. So I would encourage everybody to try it just to kind of gauge how often you're going to the app itself. So I would pick it up. I would look for the app. And again, it was like that conditioned response of, I'm not even aware that it's happening. I'm doing it. So, again, I urge you to try it. Every time whether we open an app and we start scrolling through, whether we posted something on social media and look back to see like who's looked at it and who liked it. Every time we do this stuff, we open our text messaging, it's a hit of dopamine. Right? So it feels good. And because it feels good, it reinforces us to continue to do it. So that's number one. It's highly addictive. If you don't believe me, just wait for the research to come out. I'm going to be really, really curious to read up on these studies. Or just kind of take a look at the people in your life around you. If you can't look at yourself, because sometimes it's hard to look at ourselves, but take a look at people around you and just observe. And there's no judgment here, guys, because I am 100% guilty of this. I'm guilty of being on my phone too much. I'm guilty of looking at Instagram too much. I'm guilty of posting on Instagram too much. I'm guilty of opening my phone and responding to text messages when I really don't need to respond right then and there, especially if I'm in the middle of doing something. So I just want to preface that this is nothing to do with judgment and everything to do with just being aware. And again, coming back to how important it is to examine our behaviors and also get curious about the motive behind our behaviors. So that's number one. Number two, it encourages comparison. Social media encourages comparison. I know that that's not what it was intended to do. I'm pretty convinced that initially it was a platform to share pictures, potentially to connect with other people. Obviously, it's an app, so it's there to make money. But through the last couple of years especially, Instagram is all about comparison. It's people showing what they're doing. Let me back up. It's not all about comparison. I'm sorry. It evokes comparison is what I should have said. It's all about people sharing their moments. Totally fine. We all do it. But what it does is the more that we're constantly seeing what everybody else is doing, the more we're taking what they're doing and then in our minds looking at what we're doing and kind of weighing out the two, right? So like Sally's always posting pictures of, I don't know, her new house that she got, and her stories are her going around the home and showing you how beautiful it is. And maybe she's posting about, you know, her quote perfect family and the husband or the wife and the baby and whatever, right? Even though we're not consciously aware of it, it does bring about like, oh, well, they're doing that. And I wonder if I should be doing that, or why am I not doing that? Or especially when it comes to body image and food and exercise, Instagram is a really big platform for people showing off their bodies, people showing off their exercise routine, people showing off what they're eating. Again, guilty of it. I don't do it anymore because, and this is no offense to anybody, but I found that it was annoying me, right? And so I can only imagine if I'm constantly showing people what I'm eating, I would think that can get somehow annoying. Doesn't mean I'm not going to share if I have like a stellar ice cream cone because it's enjoyable to me and I love it, but that's a very different thing versus showing every meal that I'm eating in an effort to, I don't know if it was in an effort to make myself feel better or to kind of to control. I'm not sure. But regardless, when we're constantly being bombarded with pictures of what other people are eating or pictures of other people's bodies, it does, on some level, for some people, bring about an easy way to compare what you look like or what you're eating to what they look like and what they're eating. Okay, so again, this isn't going to relate to everybody, but it's I would argue that it's a pretty popular concern, especially as it relates to young girls that are maybe going through puberty, or they're going through a time in their life where they're just feeling a little bit more self-conscious about their bodies. And so constantly opening up an app and seeing other women's bodies, seeing what other women are eating, seeing other women post about if you eat this, then you can look like this, which I call bullshit on, because we could eat the same thing as somebody else every single day. We could do the same exercise as someone every single day, and we're still not going to look the same. I digress. Anyway, it's just a breeding ground for comparison, and I get concerned with the younger generation coming up of the influx of disordered eating patterns and an unhealthy relationship to their body and to food. It encourages comparison even when it comes to relationships. Again, I'm guilty of it. I've talked to my girlfriend about this, so it's nothing that she's going to hear on the podcast that's brand new, but it's really easy to look at other people's relationships when you're looking at a picture, right? Or when you're looking through an app and be like, oh man, like they seem so much happier than we seem. Or they seem like they're doing so much more than we're doing, etc. So it's really, really easy to take what you're seeing through this tiny little app and to make it mean something about your own life. So again, just being really mindful. It encourages comparison, for sure. Number three, and this one's really big. It actually disconnects us. I feel like social media fosters a false sense of connection. It makes you feel like you're in other people's lives, even though you're not in other people's lives. Just because we're looking at them through an app, right? Just because we can see, you know, what they're doing on a day-to-day basis doesn't mean that we're actually connected to them. And I would argue that liking somebody's photo is very different than picking up the phone and shooting them a text to be like, hey, I'm thinking about you. I think it makes us feel like we're staying connected with them. This is also a conversation I had with a friend last week. It makes you feel like you're quote-unquote friends, when in reality, I believe true friendship is fostered behind the scenes, right? So it's not something that we can create through a like or a share or a tag, right? I think it's something that needs to be nourished and needs to be well-maintained outside of anything to do with our phones, right? So, and I say that meaning, you know, liking a picture or leaving a comment on somebody's picture. So it's, you know, it's calling your friends up or even texting them and just being like, hey, I miss you and let's get together. Or, you know, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Like, let's hop on the phone and, like, chat. So something that fosters a true connection versus Instagram or Facebook, where even saying happy birthday now is so different. Like, you were saying happy birthday through an app versus calling our friend up, writing them a letter, sending them a card, even texting them has more meaning than just being like, oh, happy birthday, you know, miss you. I don't know. That kind of, to me at least, falls a little bit flat. Again, guilty of it, but I'm owning it. So I just encourage you to start to examine things for yourself and kind of see where you fall on the spectrum. There's a really amazing video that was going around. I don't know if it's still going around. The name of it is something along the lines of why social media is ruining relationships. I am going to link that in the show notes so that you guys can check it out. It starts out a little bit more geared towards kids at the beginning. But then as the video goes on, and it's not a long video by any means, as it goes on, it does talk about this really cool phenomenon about like when we're going out to dinner. Like, so say you're going out to dinner with your significant other, if you have one, or your best friend. And the fact that we have our phones out on the table is, it kind of creates this feeling that maybe you didn't actually know you were experiencing, but it kind of is like, I'm here with you, but this is still really important. And then he even talks about how putting the phone face down does not take that feeling away. You still have your phone out on the dinner table. So it's those little things that now I've noticed when I'm out. I really try to keep my phone in my purse or in my pocket, even just put it on vibrate, because it does take away. When I'm out with people now and they have their phone out, I'm always kind of thinking like, why does that have to be out with us? Like, why is that important? And we all do it. I think, you know, the frustrating or realistic thing here is that it is a huge part of all of our lives. But I don't think that it has to be in the way that we have as a society made it to be. So I think that, again, when you're out, try to see how it feels to put the phone in your pocket. And if it starts to give you a lot of anxiety, that might be a clue that you have a little bit of work to do in the relationship with your phone and the relationship with social media. There's another video, I think, and it's by the same guy. I'm going to have to look into him more because he's got some really good content on this. And it talks about addiction to technology and ruining lives. And so both of these videos really talk about the way that it's pulling away from our real life relationships, because we do have a relationship now with our phone. But then also what I talked about at the start of this podcast episode about addiction and just how the phone, the apps, bring about that same hit of dopamine that you get when you're doing drugs, when you're drinking alcohol, when you're gambling. So it's really worth a watch and a listen if you guys get a moment. So I spent, you know, a big portion of this talking about some of the things that can occur if we're spending too much time on social media. I did want to give you guys a couple of takeaways that have been helpful for me, in hopes that if you're also struggling in any way with finding the balance between social media and your life, perhaps these takeaways can be helpful for you as well. The first one is take a social media break. Even if it's one day, or maybe it's a week, or maybe you feel like you need more than that, it really can do amazing things, even a short, tiny break. I took like 3 or 4 days off, I think, last week. I kept my account. I just deleted the app off my phone, and that way it wasn't at my fingertips. And I was able to see, like I said, just how much I was going on. But then also, it's really nice when you're not constantly checking in with something. It can leave so much more room for you to just be present in your life and get shit done. So that would be the first thing. Take a social media break. See how it feels to just be away from it, and you can delete it off your phone. You just go right back to the app store and you can just reinstall it. It's not like the account is deleted. It's just that the app is not at your fingertips. And just see if it even makes a difference. For some people, you may not have a big reaction to it. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to give you any sort of anxiety. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to find that you're going towards it. But if you do, again, something worth examining. The second one is remembering what it is, and that is an app. I think this one, sometimes it's easy to forget, and we might make it out to mean more than what it is. So it's an app. Think about that. It's an application on our phone. So I feel like taking a step back and taking the power away from it and looking at it for exactly what it is can also be pretty helpful. I know for me, if I start to get in my mind about stuff, I have to be like, Nicole, this is an app that we're talking about. Again, not to say that it doesn't mean something, because clearly it has a lot of power over us at times. But remembering when we're starting to get upset, when we're starting to invest a little bit too much, it's an app, right? It's not a relationship. It's not a career. For some, maybe it is. But this, I'm not talking to you about this, right? I'm talking to the people that maybe are not using it for a career platform. But it's not a relationship. It's not a house. It's not, you know, it's not your health. It's not the values. So kind of re-establishing what your values are and also remembering what this is. It's an app. Number three, this one is really helpful. If you can, enable the timers if you have an iPhone. Under the settings, there is a place you can go where you hit the screen time and then it shows you how much time you spend on certain apps, and you can set an app limit. I'll put all of this in the show notes. I have started to do this as well. So for instance, you might want to start out with like an hour limit each day. And then when you reach that hour limit, it will give you an alert. So say like you've spent your hour on Instagram that you set for the day. And that can also be eye-opening, because you might spend that hour a lot quicker than you think. You might just be on the app for a straight hour. So again, really, really useful tool. This one is super important. Unfollow anyone who makes you feel less than. I know some people might question this one, but if it's in your feed, it's in your brain. So you're seeing those messages. So even if it's short term, until you can get to a place where it doesn't matter what others post, it doesn't matter what you see, it could be really helpful to just go in and unfollow anyone. It doesn't mean that they're doing anything wrong. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you that you can't follow them right now. It just might be that these people are bringing up a lot of shit in you and you're just not at a place right now where you need to be seeing it. They also have an option now on Instagram where you can mute people. So regardless what you need to do, just follow what feels best. And don't feel badly about it. You can always go back and follow them again. You can always go back and unmute them. But if they're making you feel like you're comparing your life to them, which I would argue the entire app does, but if there's people in particular that you feel like are just, you know, every time you look at their stuff, you feel badly, you don't need that, right? There's enough shit in our lives that we feel badly about. So if that's the case, unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. And number five, lastly, remember, most people don't post the bad shit. It's a highlight reel, right? No one is posting shitty selfies. Nobody is posting the bowl of cereal they ate that looks like mush. Let's be real. I don't think I've ever seen those. Nobody's posting bad fights with their partner, lonely nights, crap days at work, etc. So just remember that when we're looking at something and we're constantly feeling less than or like our life doesn't measure up, just keep in mind that it's meant to do that, right? Nobody is going to post all of the bad things. Which, that's fine. It's cool to see when people are doing really exciting things. Sometimes it's inspiring for us. But again, this episode is about the power of the social media detox and the power of social media on us in general. It can impact our mood. It can impact the rest of our day sometimes. It can make us feel like we need to do more, or our life isn't exciting enough. So it's really really crucial to take a step back at times and examine the relationship we have with it, and then make changes as you need to, right? Adjust. So hopefully this episode was helpful. I'm going to put all of those tips in the show notes as well, in terms of the videos I talked about, and then also how you can go on and enable the timer for the apps. I would urge everybody, even just to get curious about your relationship with social media, your relationship with your phone, and see if we can maybe take some time away from that and invest that time into the values of our life, right? The things that, and they're going to be different for everybody, but the things that you feel are super important for you to have a healthy and happy life. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you have any questions about it, if it's something that really resonated with you, please come and shout out at the Instagram page. I'll also put that again in the show notes at thepowerofpod_. Definitely come and check me out. Let me know what you thought. Let me know if you try to do a break and what that feels like and what your relationship is like with social media. I'm always open to other tips. So if you have any tips to share with me and then we can share with the podcast community, that would be awesome. If you haven't already, when you're done with this episode, go hit subscribe, rate, review. I can't wait to talk to you guys next time. Before we go, it is called the Power Of podcast, right? So I want you to think about, if you could choose one superpower, what would that be? One superpower. And think like traditional superpowers, right? So being able to be invincible is one, time travel, super fast. I'm going to give this one some thought because I can't seem to commit to one right now. There's so many superpowers I wish I had. So I'm going to think on that, but I'm going to have you also think on that. And then hit me up. Let me know what your superpower is. Thanks again for tuning in and hanging out with me, guys. Until next time.